Professor Wilkins, I have registered for computer literacy training course. What will I need to know to do well in this course?
In your classes, you will need to know basic terms in English for operating a computer and the software on it. You will need to learn how to use the internet for research and how to use word processing programs for completing some of your written assignments. And you should be able to use email for communicating with teachers, classmates, and family.
Will I get training on using the computer?
Yes. There will be a course on how to use the computers in the first month at a rate of 2 one-hour classes per week. They will teach you how to use WordPerfect for essays and papers, the internet for research and email.
Can I bring my own computer?
Yes, it can be connected to the school's network. For information on the basic hardware needed, see the school's hardware recommendations. You do not need to bring a computer, though. The school has computer labs available for students to use. Or you can buy a computer through Mount Allison's Student PC Purchase Program. If you purchase a computer under this program, you will receive a high-quality computer at a competitive price. You will also be provided with ongoing support from the local supplier.
What will be different about using a computer at Mount Allison?
Your connection to the internet from your dorm room will be free. No phone charges or connection charges are needed. You will find that students and teachers use email to communicate with each other very frequently. Remember to be polite when sending email messages to your teachers. Communicating with your friends and family back in your country will be more convenient by email than by telephone because of the time difference.
Multiple choice questions. Number one. What does a student in the computer literacy training course not need to know? Number two, how often is the computer training class held? Number three, if a student does not have his own computer, what can he do? Number four, what's the advantage of buying a computer through Mount Allison's program? Number five, what does Professor Wilkins emphasize about students using email to communicate with their teachers?